Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to, after Baruch Hashem, learning the sugyas of Amshacha for a couple of weeks. So there's a couple of, a lot of important points that come out from the sugya, and really it's dependent upon the sugya that we said beforehand. The problem is that there are many shitas over here, so I'm going to try to be masadir it to the best of my ability. There are many shitas that is in the Havana, in the Lamdas. So, for those who are not fully involved in the sugyas of Amshacha, I'll just give a little bit of background information. The Torah says that in order for a Zav, a Zavah, needed to be Tar, there's in the Pasuk, Ach Migve Mayan Ubor, is our ways to be Tahor. The way a Mikveh is Tahor is through having Arbaim Saw. And these Arbaim Saw have to be for Megishamim. Mayim She'uvim, water that was drawn from a Kli, Pasels. L'klalim, can I help you? Are you well? Yeah, I have. The klalim of Mayim She'uvim is that if you have Arbaim Saw in a Mikveh, you can add on as much Mayim She'uvim as you want, and it won't passel the mikveh. If you have less than Arbaim Saw, even if you added on Gimel Lugin, that's a very small amount of Mayim She'uvim, it passels up the whole mikveh. However, if Mayim She'uvim were brought to the mikveh b'hamshacha, hamshacha is that they were poured on the ground, and then they trickled from the ground into the mikveh, then already Behamshacha has the koach, it has the ability to be machsher the whole, it has the power to be machsher this water. To what degree does Hamshacha have the ability to be machsher the whole water is a subject of discussion in the Rishonim. And we're going to have to try to understand what are the mechanics. Why does it help when a person is mamshich water in the when a person is mamshich water on the ground? What's the mechanics? Why should it help in the first place? That's going to be the discussion, and it's especially important halacha lamaise, because we have to know that all our mikveh nowadays, even the bor tvila, that means even the bor that they fill up with quote unquote tap water. They don't just pour it right away with tap water. They don't fill it up with buckets, and then they do hashaka from the side. The way that they fill up the bor tvila in the first place is with hamshacha. It saves many issues. For example, there's a whole question by Chabad Chabad Mikvos of bor al gabe bor. Some say that there's a question of kataphras, which is that it's a question that since one is going up and down, so if you take away the bottom, the top would fall. There's no chibur. So one of the reasons to say it's not a shaila is because many say that on hamshacha there is no shaila of katafras. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is that once you have shuvim shim shichua, maximum it's a psul derabbanan, a psul derabbanan, you don't need to have a total hashaka, only a chukot asara. Some would say you don't have to be machmer at all, like the shita that the borashak is to be open the whole time. There are many, many advantages to having a hamshacha. One of the main advantages of having a hamshacha is the fact that it could be that even if the bor hashaka chas v'shalom was possible and no good, and chas v'shalom, ladies went to be toivel in the mikveh, there's one shita, which is the shita of the chachmei amayriv, the way the Ran and others learn in the shitas harif, that say she'uvim shehim shichua kula is ksheira. She'uvim, that they fill up a whole mikveh with mayim she'uvim, but the mayim she'uvim went through hamshacha, it's kosher. And this is going to be our topic to try to understand she'uvim she'chur kula. That's also nagei, as we spoke about last week, about men's mikvehs, that men's mikvehs that are made legabi, that are made she'uvim she'chur kula ksheira, they would be kosher. It would be kosher to be toivel our yadayim in if we need a place for tefillas yadayim. There are many advantages for she'uvim she'chur kula.
mikvahs nowadays are built with hamshacha?
All of the mikvahs, the way their tap water comes into the mikvah, are made with hamshacha. Yeah, it's a very easy thing to do. Instead of making the tap right over the mikvah, you make it a little bit before, and all you have to do is do a ta'ala a little bit. Not a pipe, it's a, you'll see, next time you go to the mikvah, you'll see where the water goes through. It's this area that's made from cement. Yes. And we'll see why it has to be made from cement. Does it have to be made from cement? Yes, sir. That accomplishes. No, that's going to be our question now. That's what we're going to discuss. So, in order to know,
even though that tap water is considered chewing.
Right. So let's see. That's what the power of hamshacha does. What does hamshacha mean? It means you draw water through the ground. It transforms it. But we'll see to what degree it transforms it. So there's three makayrus we really have to. We have to concern ourselves with. We have the Perek Dalet of Mishnah Dalet in Maseches Mikvos that tells us that when you have water that's misarev from that you bring it from one place to a mikveh, as long as you have roiv, as long as you have most megeshamim, even if you have 19 saw, which is not roiv, 19 saw of mayim shehum shichu, it's going to be kosher. You have another Mishnah by Maniach Kankanim, that's in Perek Beis, where we learned that there's a machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. If you have big jugs that were mayim she'uv mamish, and then you want to flip them to the side and do and pour them into the mikveh, so Rabbi Yeshua says you could do it, no problem. And the way the Rashi explains the Mishnah is because it's she'uvim shem she'chua kulak she'ro. In other words, it's she'uvim shem she'chua kulak she'ro. So that's another record. But over there, you see, even if it's totally humshach, Rabbi Elazar says not that way. The Gemara in Maseches Tmura discusses Machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov says, "You, in order for Shuvim Shem Shachokul to be Ksheira, you have to have Al Kopanim Roiv of the water to be not Shuvim Shem Shachokul. You have to have Roiv of the water to be Megeshamim. Whereas Rabbanan over there say Shuvim Shachokul should be Kosher Lagamre. The Gemara discusses what Taka would be Lemaskana. It's not clear from the Gemara what comes out Lemaskana. That would be another discussion, but Al Kopanim, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov's opinion is that in order for Shuvim Shem Shichu, any Hamshacha, to be kosher, you have to have Roiv Mei Geshamim. Once you have Roiv Mei Geshamim, you can be Mamshech Yotesa'ah, and it's not going to be an issue. That's the halacha of Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, which is like the halacha of Perek Dal Mishnah Dalet, and not like Rav Yehoshua.
His opinion, the Gemara, they hold in Yaakov,
So, but there are the Rabbanon. There are those who hold that the when the Rabbanon lemaskana, we hold like the Rabbanon that shuvim shem shichu kulak sheira, which the Ran suggests is shitas Rav Yeshua, and that's what the Rif was basing himself on, which would mean that it's totally totally fine. Now, what's the Havana im shuvim shehim shichua? There are l'chayra three ways to be masbir why shuvim shehim shichua should be kosher. Then we'll get to the hesber of the machlokes of the Rishonim, whether you need Ravia, where you need Roiv, or if you don't need Roiv. But first, let's try to understand in the first place, what's the logic, why She'uvim Shem Shichua could help. One way to understand, this is a simple way to understand, is the Ramban in Bava Basra. The Ramban in Bava Basra says that the reason why She'uvim Shem Shichua Kula is Ksheira is Pashit, because let's say you would have She'uvim that wouldn't be Humsha, a regular She'uvim. Why would regular She'uvim be Kosher? Because it's the Rabbanan. So if it's the Rabbanan, so we're going to be, it's an Isser Rabbanan, I'm sorry, because She'uvim Kulay is the Rabbanan. So in a case where they were Mamshich Kulay, they weren't Geyser. In a case where they were Mamshich, they weren't Geyser. So in other words, the reason why She'uvim is Aser is the Rabbanan. So in the case where they did Amshach, it's like a hecker, you could say, they were Mata. That's the first
Rabbanan.
It
doesn't even appear to how it works.
No, the Gidulei Tar explains it's in Gzeira L'Gzeira. There's different ways to explain. Well, because it's a step.
No, Shuvim is Kalim, and Amshacha is one clean near the mikvah.
Yeah, it's one step removed. So that's why I said it could be because of Hecker.
It's not a reason. All the Ramban is saying that Shuvim directs the Ramban.
See, that's the reason why they were Matir Amshacha.
Is that giving a reason why?
No, but he says, since Shuvim is the Rabbanan, it's based on the fact that Shuvim is the Rabbanan. Shuvim would be the Raisa, Amshacha on its own wouldn't work.
So, Pasha, because there weren't guys in such a case. There aren't guys where he did Amshacha.
Right, but Daniel says, no, he doesn't say the reason. I'm saying he is saying the reason. Because he says, the reason why Amshacha helps is because it's based on the fact that she was the Rabbanan. That means, if she wouldn't be the Raisa, he wouldn't be Matir Amshacha.
Good.
That means Amshacha on its own is not a Svara to be Matir.
It's not a Svara how Amshacha works.
No, Amshacha works... Hamshacha works. It could be because it's a hecker. That he's not megalot to us exactly. But the basis of it is because it's the rabbana.
I was going to say, it's not a lumdus in how Hamshacha works.
It's the reason that
why they were matir Hamshacha. I'm sorry, it's the reason why they were Hamshacha.
It's
the reason why they were matir Hamshacha. The second Havana would be based on Tosis and Bava Basra. Tosis and Bava Basra says that in Samach Vav that Sheuv Sheuvim Kulo Sheuvim is Aser Deraisa. Nevertheless, Hamshacha is Misak in the problem Deraisa. So Rav Moshe Mamadazi clearly does not say like the Ramban. He says that Sheuvim is a Deraisa, and Hamshacha solves the issue Deraisa. What does that mean that Sheuvim Hamshacha solves the problem Deraisa? That Hamshacha has the koyach to be Mesakin the Deraisa. Now, how does Hamshacha have the koyach to be Mesakin the Deraisa? So the Re'aim says really two ways how to understand it. Number one is that it could be it's a halacha l'mayishim Sinai. Says why does Sheuvim help? It says it could be that the Re'aim's lashon is brought down in the Beis Yosef as well. And it's just it's megumgim. The Beis Yosef's lashon is megumgim. It's in the Re'aim himself. He clearly says it as two tirutzim.
What's the Re'aim basing himself? What are we discussing exactly?
The Re'aim is discussing why should Shemati Allah l'mayishim Sinai loishnam shachal gabi karga garvils l'karga ve'azamayim nisbatlu. Okay, that one heter is because it's halacha l'mayishim Sinai. But then, if you look at the Re'aim, it says another answer.
Oh, he says it's two separate things.
Yeah. The Re'aim says it's two separate things. And the other explanation, look at on the bottom. They also the moruk tzia is misak in the lashon. Yeah. It's begum because mamash over there. It's missing a couple words. But loy nirid, loy rei l'mayishim Sinai. He says, and the second teretz is not that it's halacha l'mayishim Sinai, rather that the water became nizbatil to the karka. The water became nizbatil to the karka. And the Torah's Zroim brings a raya that when the water becomes nizbatil to the karka, it changes the dinim, because there's a halacha, the gabe hilkas tumas oilim, so gavaldi makor he brings, there's a Torah's kahanim in Parashas Shmini that says, and the Rambam paskins this way, in Perik Beis of tumas oilim halacha ches, gabe, I want to publicly thank Rav Tzvi Haber for remembering to bring the Torah's rhyme. It made a big difference to my understanding today, so I want to thank you publicly. Gabe, mayim mechubarim bakarga, that einim nechsharim, dim shav amayim bekli v'chazer v'nasan karka, shuv einim machshirin. Water is not a huchshir letuma once it's put back in the water. V'chein perek tazvav gabi mayim shebar karka einam metamin umistamim el rotzen kosev dehu adinami li nemayim sheuvim shebakarka de einam mittamin umetamin el rotzen harim mevur lehedya demash kosev al majin nashin nashin bakarka nifkamem toiris she'iva. So it's mamish mefur is that even legabe hilchas tuma, which Amir Tashem we're going to start vayosa al yidei tuma right after this, so gives mamish negeya to know that water that went through Hamshacha, it also takes away the iser tuma from the water. So it's very well understood why also legabe hilchas mikvos, which is a step before hilchas tuma, and that's an arichas out, a step before, it's able to solve that issue. So that's the so far we have three explanations. Number one, it's based on a derabbanan, and it could be that they weren't geyser. Number two, it's Hamshacha works. Where's the halacha l'mayishim m'sinai from? Well, the Gemara brings a couple makayrus Hamshacha, and the hesber is because it's halacha l'mayishim m'sinai. And the third halacha is whether it is because it's nisbatel gabi akar.
Why can't you say Tais? I mean, the Ramban held like the third way, and he was only makel ba'oifin that it was the shaila de Rabbanan.
No, because I'm saying it's a svar de raisa. And the Ramban doesn't have to say it's a svar de Rabbanan in order to be matir. It could be midi Rabbanan. Again,
I'm saying we
don't have to say all of that. We're only obligated to say things when we have to say them.
No.
When we don't have to say things, why do we have to say them?
No, but you want to say that according to the Ramban, it would be... I'm saying it could be it's not so.
But the Ramban says, you can't say what the Ramban says, that the reason why Hamshacha would be is because the Rabbanan is the Rabbanan. I'm not being mitzar of two shitas. I mean, that's what he says. So why should I come along as far as here's? I don't have any base off to say that in the Ramban. I don't have a reason to say it in the Ramban. So I don't have a hechrach. Why should I say it?
No. Okay, because according to what you're saying, you're saying
it. You're right. It could work. It's a ke'en deraisa. A bunch of things you could say.
What I'm saying is that you want to make a shita out of the Ramban.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, who's to say that? In other words, you want to say according to the Ramban, if I'm hamshach kula, it's also midiraisa. According to the shita, this was also midiraisa, right?
Then hamshach wouldn't work.
Oh.
The Ramban says that.
He says that point.
He says the Sheuvim Shem Shechua works because Sheuv Kulo Sheuv is the Rabbanan. What can I say different? I'm not being mitzar if their shitas would say that.
But could be the Ramban means that when it's the Rabbanan were makel on Hamshacha because the whole problem was the Rabbanan. But could be Hamshacha, right. The Etzim is a Sfarim Midiraisa, but the Rabbanan didn't let it work.
Why would the Rabbanan not let it work? They're making the extra Gzeira?
Yeah.
No.
Kubi, even no
it's a very No, that's Mamish, not Pashas. Not Pashas. I don't think that's Pashas at all. Okay, that's three Mahalchim. There is a fourth Mahalach. How to understand it. With this more fourth Mahalach, is going to be something that I want to expand on a little bit today. Fourth Mahalich is that Be'etzim, Hamshacha is just a coming to solve an issue of Gimel Lugin. In other words, as we said beforehand, that if one doesn't have Rabbayim Son a Mikveh, Gimel Lugin passes the Mikveh. Correct or not correct? Gimel Lugin passes the Mikveh. However, why does Gimel Lugin passel the mikveh? It's a derabbanan. There's a lot of halachas in Gimel Lugin. One of the halachas is that if it's poured in four shots, not in one shot, it's four shots, one, arba kalim, it's no good. Why? We explained in previous time that it's a din that the nefila has to be a nefila that they were geyser on, because then it looks ki'ilu that the mikveh wasn't bidei shamayim if a person threw the Gimel Lugin in one shot. Comes along the Torah's rhyme, and he says it could very well be that the reason why Hamshacha works is because it's not in the Gzeir of Gimel Lugin. It's no worse than Arba Kalim. It's no worse than Arba Kalim. And he wants to say, if you look at the Rambam, it flows very well, because the Rambam starts with the psul of Gimel Lugin, and then he says, if it was Humshichu, it's okay. So that's the flow. That's the flow of the
matter. Like Shalem, it becomes like part of that.
So therefore, it doesn't have the psul of Gimel Lugin, and Memela Roiv works to be Mavatel. Roiv works whatever water.
Like the Shalem.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean, because I didn't really work on the Shultz well enough to say like
he says like the Shultz, huh?
Maybe, but I don't know it. Okay, now those are the four Mahalchim. So now once again, the first Mahalch is the Rabbanan. Number two, Chumash Sinai. Number three, Nisbato. And number four, it's called that it's not Gimel Lugin anymore. Now let's examine according to these four Havanas, the Shitas, the Machlokes, the focal Machlokes Rishonim, whether Sheuva Shehim Shechua Kula is Ksheira, or you need Roiv Megishamim. So with this, let's examine the Shitas one by one. Now, Pashtus, if you're going to go into Shitas the Rif, Shitas a Rif works very well according to the first three Shitas, but not the fourth Shita, right? The Shitas Arif could hold that Shuvim Kula is the Rabbanan.
The Shitas Arif are you referring to?
The Shitas Arif, the way that the Ran learned it. I'm sorry, the way that the Rav learned, the Chachmei Amayrif brought down in the Rambam, which is Pashas Shitas Arif, that the Ran says is the Rif, that Shuvim Shim Shechua Kula is Ksheira. So those Chachmei Amayrif, it could be they learned the following, that Be'etzim Mayim Shuvim is anyways only the Rabbanan. So on my Humshichu, even Humshichu Kula, they weren't geyser. Number two, you can learn Shalachal Mayishim Asina, I also worked, that they were mata the whole thing. Or you could learn the Havana because there's Batal Gabe Karko, that also works. But you cannot learn the fourth Pshat. Because the fourth Pshat is just telling you there's no Gzeira of Gimel Lugin, right? But it doesn't mean that it's Mayim Ksheirim. So how could it be Matir the Mikveh? The only reason why it's Matir the Mikveh is because you have Roiv. Is because you have Roiv Megesham that's able to be Mevatel the water. If you don't have Roiv, it's Shuv Shuv Shukula. Obviously, it doesn't work.
You can't say that the whole thing was Batal or Banan. Just like you're saying, there's no Din Gimel Lugin, there's no Din Mayim Shuvim.
Right. No, because at the end of the day, you have to have Megeshamim. It's not called Megeshamim, it's Mayim Shuvim.
In other words, it is
Mega Shavu. Mayim Shuvim has the koyach to pasul a mikvah of Gimelugin, right? Even if it's the miyut. The chiddush is all that we know is that the chiddush is that if it's hamshach, it's not called gimalukin. But nobody ever said that it could be machshir the mikveh. So you want to say it's all the machshir the mikveh? That's what you have to come out to the first reepshatim to say that. I'm not saying the first reepshat. Okay. It could be what?
It's not machshir. No, once you want to say such one, it could be the chachamim never answered such.
That's one of the first reepshatim.
But it's the same. Fine. Okay. Fine.
You have to be matzar if one of the first reepshatim.
You're forced to say though, according to the fourth reepshat. If you don't want to call the shiltas, you don't have to. But it's the shita shiltas that there's a middle step.
Right, but the middle step, it doesn't. But it's
not. There's a shamim, and there's something in the middle.
Right, but something in the middle cannot be machshir a mikveh.
100% not.
That's what I'm saying. So you have to come out to one of the first three shitas.
It's not my.
But he's making faces. I'm just telling you. You have to come out to one of the first three shitas. You cannot come out to the first shitas.
Okay, but let's say fifth shitas. She's a shiltas. He wouldn't make faces because the shiltas says straight out. It's not my lamayrit. So you have to say, I mean, there is such shalom that exists already. The place springs down.
If mayim became mayim shu'uvim, if the water became bona fide mayim shu'uvim,
you take that water and you do amshach on it, it does not pass the mikvah, but you have to still put in 40 lugan to make a shalom. Right? Meaning to say, it's not, if you have 40 lugan of this water, it won't pass the mikvah. Mm-hmm. There's no psul gimel lugan, but you still need another 40 lugan to make a shalom. Meaning to say, it's not kosher water either. Or at least right, or whatever, right? 41, whatever it is. Say however you want.
Okay,
well,
fine.
But he wants to say it's mishapich.
He's not saying mishapich.
21 and 19 is mishapich. It's kosher.
Once you have roif, because of the halachas of roif.
The shield is going
to be the halachas of roif.
The shield is mishapich.
We'll see about mishapich in a moment. The shield is not so kosher.
The shield is going to agree with that also. The shield is going to agree with that also.
Without mishapich, you can't say this pshat. Because if I have 21 and 19 falls in, is it kosher mikvah?
Yes.
With Nisabichon.
Yes. No. You'll see. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Okay. You'll see. This is because this is what I want to get to today in the Chabur. This is what I want to get to today. However, I'm just going step by step because not everyone. I Rav Yeshua. We want to make sure of Yeshua, since Rav Yeshua is one of the most chashuv rabbanim that we have from Great Neck in the Beis Medrash right now. We want to make sure that we're going Yavash so that part of the things. Daniel, listen. This is where I'm going to get. However, the shita of the Rishonim that learn that you need roiv. This is where we're going to have our discussion today. The sheet of the Rishonim that need, that in order to have a mikvik sheira, mayim shihum shechokulam is possible, you have to have roiv of the mikveh that it's mega shamim. There are three ways to learn. L'chayra. The first way is the Zecher Yitzchak. And the Zecher Yitzchak learns the following. He says that be'etzim, shu'uvim shim shechokula, really according to proper hashkafa, should be kosher. No issue whatsoever. What's his raya? That you need to have arbaim sov megeshamim. There's no way to get out of there, right? You have to have roiv megeshamim. If you have to have roiv megeshamim, the only way that the megeshamim is going to be kosher is that if it was made into mayim ksheirim. So Hamshach has the koyach to make it mayim ksheirim. If so, why do you need roiv? Roiv is coming to solve another issue. That the mikveh has to be made bidei shamayim and not bidei adam. On that, if you have roiv mikveh made bidei shamayim, that's enough. That's the way the Zecher Yitzchak learns. Rav Moshe learns similar. Doesn't learn exactly like the Zecher Yitzchak. But the Rav Moshe's mahalach is that be'etzim shu'uvim has the koyach, the shu'uvim shim shu'uvim has the koyach to make a totally kosher water. Just it's not totally kosher that you're not going to need roiv because of that. Only if it was Nizra Legamre, and this is not considered Nizra Legamre. Because the water is nice. I see this Yitzchak, I think he's calling Nizra Legamre. I'm just thinking it's not called Nizra Legamre. And since it's not called Nizra Legamre, you need to have Roiv in order to take away that it's, that it would be kosher, because it would have presented the problem of Psul Bidei Shamayim. So he's saying almost exactly like the Zecher Yitzchak, just Zecher Yitzchak seems to say that the water would have been Nizra Legamre, just it doesn't help Legabi the Psul Bidei Shamayim. Rav Moshe would say that if it was Nizra Legamre, it would have also taken the care of the Psul Bidei Shamayim. Just what? The reason why you need to have Roiv over here is that, says Rav Moshe, because it wasn't Nizra Legamre, and since it's not Nizra Legamre, so therefore you need a Roiv. You want to know what Nizra Legamre means? Nizra legamre means is that the water became zarua in the ground. Zarua means it became totally like the ground, planted into the ground. That means it removed all type of psulim from it. So that's the Ramayish's way of Malach. If you're going to learn that way, Be'etzim, you're going to solve a lot of issues. You're going to solve the Rambam Legabe Gag, the Pasuk like the Tosefta, that the Tosefta says that if you have 21 sov of Megisham, and then you poured in Mayim She'uvim Mamish, puzzled up the water, the Rambam says, Kulei Nasikam Kishu'uvim, and yet you were mamshich all of the water, the Rambam says, Shuvim Shechol Kulek Sheira. Why is Shuvim Shechol Kulek Sheira? Al Korchach, because Be'etzim, the only psul over here wasn't that the water wasn't Megisham. Yes, the water's Megisham, and went through proper Zriya. Just you had to have to take away the psul B'dei Shamayim. You were mamshich Kula, you took care of the problem B'dei Shamayim. That's the way they're going to answer, and they're also going to answer, why is it that you need to have Karka Roy Livloya? According to some Shitas, Hamshach needs to have Karka Roy Livloya. Aruch HaShulchan says, if you have to have Karka Roy Livloya, so, Mamish, you're Mazriya of the water, why need a Roiv at all? You know what I'm saying? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan asks. Says, if you're a character Roiv lawyer, why need Roiv at all? So, according to this Malach, it's Miyoshev Heitev, that Be'etzim, you're right, you wouldn't need Roiv. Roiv is coming for another problem with the Shamayim, and that doesn't solve that. That's their Mahalach. The issue Rabbi Ariel already pointed out this morning is that if you're going to say this Mahalach, the Beis Yosef has a whole chilik in the Kesef Mishneh where you have water. Water that was humshichu that went into a mikveh that already had 15 shah or 16 shah of mayim she'uvim. Beis Yosef has issues to say if that's kosher or not. So, and if the water would be nizra legamri, it would be kosher. What does it make a difference if it was there before or afterwards? That Beis Yosef, I lechayra the havana is like the Beis Yosef, not so much. Furthermore. The Rambam, we had this vikuach beforehand, but it seems to be, this is the way I understand it. You know what, I'm not going to get to the Rambam. If we look at the Ravid clearly does not say this fort. The Ravid is going with a Havana that Mayim Shehum Shehu is solving a problem that is not B'dei Shamayim. And it's considered Mimela. That's why the Ravid says clearly it doesn't have to go Al-Gabi Karka. Even if it goes Al-Gabi Atzinur, as long as it's not a Kli, it's also okay. Why? Because the Iker is that it's Mimela. And if you have and once it's Mimela, you have to make sure you have Roiv that it's Bidei Shamayim. But once it's Mimela, it's not a Psul of Gimel She'uvim, which is Mamish what the Torah's Roim is saying. That's what the Ravid holds. According to this Ravid, what would be in the following case? I'm going to ask you the following case. The Tashbatz asks this question.
The Ravid says Mimayim She'uvim or Haviyasan Ayidei Adam? Because the Ravid that they say brings down what's the subject?
You know what? I didn't look at that prop before I started it. I don't think it was going to make a difference to what I'm speaking about. So I want to continue on that. I'll look at that at Mirza Zeplina afterwards. The question is like this. The Tashbatz has a question. Let's halt the cup over here. We have a mikveh of 21 saw of Mayim Megishamim. And then we poured in Mayim Behamshocha. Yeah? Then what happens? So we have now our Bayim saw. Then what happened to this? Is kosher? Mikveh kosher? Yes, the mikveh kosher. Then what happens? I took away 19 saw. So now, and then I fill up again a 19 saw with megeh shamim. Is that going to be okay? Should it be okay or not? So pashtus, you're going to say the mikveh is okay. The Shabbat asks the question, and he brings a ravid. The ravid says it's no good. Why is the mikveh no good?
Because he went down to less than right.
Because he's going to say that right now I don't have Roiv Megishamin. At the present moment I have to have Roiv Megishamin. And I don't have Roiv Megishamin.
Why do you have Roiv Megishamin?
Because I put in Yutes Mayim Sov Mayim Shuhum Shuhu.
Okay. You already had 21
Sov
Mayim Shuhu.
Yeah,
Mayim
Sheirim.
Of Mayim
Sheirim. Yes.
And now I took
21 Sov Mayim Sheirim, Yutes Sov Mayim. Mayim Shuhum Shuhu.
So you can assume that.
And then I took away 19 saw.
Like you can assume that 19 saw is, let's say, 10 saw Megishamim and 9 saw Mayim Shuhum, right? A proportion.
Right. And now I'm adding in another 19 saw.
That means you're left with 11 saw of Megishamim.
Right.
And 9 and 10 saw of Mayim Shuhum. You still have right Megishamim. Right? You don't have right of the whole mikveh, you have right what's in there. And then you add in...
No, then you add in through Hamshacha, 19 saw.
Oh, through Hamshacha.
Yeah, through Hamshacha.
Oh, through Hamshacha,
right. Through Hamshacha. It's not a regular case of not done saw, but not done saw. It's a case through Hamshacha. It's a case through Hamshacha. So according to the Ravid, it's no good. And this is a very famous Tashbatz.
But we have to hold like that because otherwise we do Hamshacha and Amikvais all the time anyway.
Right.
So we obviously are choshes for the Ravid.
We who are Machmer for the Ravid are
Machmer
for the Ravid.
So says the Tashbatz, So then it says the Teshuvah to the following. If you're going
that
to consider the water,
Mayim
Shuhum
Shuhum.
Yes, this is the Teshuvah. This is the famous Teshuvah.
No,
he's bringing in the Ravid, yeah. And this is the Teshuvah that says that if you're going to learn, but he Mamish says this, it's so Gishmak, and Beis have brought this down already, that if the water was Nizra, he says, and through Hamshacha, you consider the water to be Nizra, he said, I wouldn't have had a Shiloh. It's only because the water is not considered Nizra. He says, Mamish Arishan was saying this.
Not like the rain.
No, but he's saying also that the whole Vor... Yeah, he's saying that even if it goes through a process of Zriya, when the mikveh had Arbaim Saw, think about it, the mikveh is now a kosher, a mikveh Arbaim Saw, it's not like the water transformed itself to be kosher. That means the Ravid is clear l'shitasoi, that water that becomes kosher to be a mikveh, the Ravid holds that it's not all of a sudden it's transformed to be a kosher mikveh. It's kosher as long as you have that megisham there. And the Ravid in Bala Nefesh speaks it out mefurish. He says the svara because may mikveh ksiv, you have to have the may mikveh originally there in order to be kosher. You always have to have the roiv of a may mikveh. And therefore, 19 saw is always working. Not mitzad bittel, and it was mehapich the water. This is what I was going, coming back to your point, Rabbi Daniel. It's not that the 19 saw was nishapich to make gatsa mikvah varbaim saw. It's nigrar. It's more like an ikar and tuffel vort. This is how Rabbi Israel Orbach explains Hanan, which is sugi that we're learning by Yoredeya. Yeah, Ilan, I'm learning the sugi of Hanan now.
By Zmiya Gemura, he says,
this
Kolshkein Bezmiya Bamsha. Right, but this is... 40 saw, he holds this is the way it is.
Right. So this is the Ravid's Shita. So the Ravid's Shita is not that Hamshach is working, that it's Nisbatil. It's a Chibur. I mean, Rav Ari Adler wanted to say a little bit of a different Mahalach in the Ravid. I'm going on to the Shbatis Pashtis Mahalach. The water is never transforming itself into a different Chefza. The water is being Ke'ilu, an Iker. In other words, as long as you have Rav there, the Miut is Nigrar Achara Rav. It Israel explained it like a word. It's not bitul of nishapich, even though it's lach belach. It's a bitul of nigrar. When you have most of the pot a hadama and a miut of it as shahakal, it's not that the shahakal turned into a hadama. It means that it was makabel the bracha of the hadama. The pshat is that it was nigrar, and this is what the ravid holds nigrar. And as long as it's there, it's fine. If it's going to lose it, not the ravid is clear that the psul of hamshacha is that it's considered bidei adam, and if it's done memela, it's going to be the bidei adam. It's not that it was nishapich the water v'chulu. It's still there. Just it's considered bidei shamayim as long as you have roiv, and bidei adam if you don't have roiv. The shaila is the shitas haramba. The Chazanish goes as far to say that the Rambam held, like the Chachmei Amayriv, which means Shuvim Shechushukula should be Ksheira, which definitely works very Geshmak in the Lamdes Advarim, like the Zecher Yitzchak and like Rav Moshe, that it's a vort that the Mayim was Nizra. The Ram works very well with that. However, Alin Yazdaiti, I want to present something that's maybe very, very Mechudish. It could be that the Rambam held very close to the Ravid's Shita. The Rambam says that what's the reason why She'uvim is Aser? The Rambam says that the reason why She'uvim is Aser because of Tfisas Yedei Adam. I know Rabbi Daniel, I think he had a different understanding in this Ravid. Melule Diver Rabbi Daniel, I would want to say that the Rambam says that the Psul of She'uvim is because it's not Bidei Shamayim, rather it's Bidei Adam. Daniel, I doesn't always remember his Aris, but I remember his Aris. So the Rambam says clearly that Mayim Shuvim is possible because of Tfisis Yedei Adam.
Tfisis Yedei Adam as a Esav Gimel Lugin?
No, he's saying the whole thing.
You just finished saying that Psul Yedei Adam is Batal Berayiv, according to Zecher Yitzchak. So he's saying it's a big machlokes over here of Pisis
Yedei Adam. Wait, that's what I'm saying. So the Rambam says that the whole Psul of Mayim Shuvim is Tfisis Yedei Adam in the first place. And therefore, Hamshacha, the Rambam held not like the Zecher Yitzchak. I want to say different than the Zecher Yitzchak. I want to say that the Rambam held that Mayim Shuvim Shehum Shechu, it's not Nizra Lagamre. Mayim Shehum Shechu is closer to the Ravid. that it's there. And as you have to have roiv in order to say that the mikveh is not fizes yidei adam, that it's not bidei adam, rather it's bidei shamayim. But the mikveh is always there. This is maybe why the Rambam was geyser by notan sov and notal sov, if you have roiv maim. The Rambam is with the rivet in this, but the Beis Yosef explains because of Marisayin. Could be that the Rambam only held Marisayin because Be'etzim, the water wasn't Nizra. Dehainu, if the water was Be'etzim Nizra, the Rambam would have never been Geyser. But since the water is not considered totally Nizra, it's considered like the Rivet, that it's still there, therefore the Rambam postled. With this, we could also understand why the Rambam himself holds that by Mikveh, Elyon, and Tachtoin, if it's not coming, that a person is putting it in, that it's coming Memela, it's going to be kosher. Why? That's the way the Rambam. So Pasha can say, oh, so there's no Maris I in there. But it's starker, just it's not only because there's no Maris I in there. Because the whole psul in the first place of She'uvin is because it's Bidei Shamayim. And since this Bidei Adam and not Bidei Shamayim, and when it's coming Memela, it looks Rabbanan, we're in Geyser, because it's not Bidei Shamayim, and it's only considered it's not considered bidei adam anymore, it's considered more bidei shamayim. And that's why the Chazanish goes as far to say, even in the Ravid, that if it's a psul memel, that if it's gonna nothing so not the song is gonna come to the mikveh memel, it's gonna be okay. So I wanna say Al Kulpanim the Rambam holds also that the whole psul of hamshocha is because it's bidei adam, and if it's done memela, it's not bidei adam. And it could be that the Rambam's going to hold that taka, if you're not going to have roiv megeshamim, it's not going to be good over there. Why by Gog that you have Gimelugin? Because Gimelugin, again, it didn't transform the whole water. Even though the Rambam said it's transformed itself, it's not. It's right now a kilu is like that. Like Svi explained one time. So right now that it's got a din of she'uvim. But once they're going to be mamshich the water, it still have roiv megeshamim over there.
This lashon of in halacha beis that you just read before Dalet beis at the bottom of the page is very shver. The other Rambam is not so shver. This lashon of pasul hakoil. So you have to tie it like that somehow, otherwise you never see it. But it's very shver to say that's what he means. Like, it's not a real psul, it's just...
Paslu, chachamim were poslu. We're dealing with the rabbanan. It's much easier to work with over here. Paslu akol, and they paslu because it looks like for the moment they were geyser because it looks like he made the mikveh b'day adam. When he was mamshechet, it doesn't look like it anymore. It was nishtane panim. It was a hecker. It's however you want to call it. It's a shinui rishus like apa the rabbanan. It's a very easy svara to say. With this, and this I'm going to end off, is the following: is that we have a machloikis in the rishonim. How much of a hamshacha has to be done? The Shulchan Aruch does not say that you have to have a shear of gimel tefachim. The Rivash says you have to have gimel tefachim in order so it shouldn't be considered lavud. And he asks over there, the Beis Yosef brings on that they ask, you only find the lavud as a shear and mechitzas. So Rabbi Ariel has a yishuv to that, I'll be the Gemara and Eila Na'ar, that it could be that it's considered, as long as it's not gimel tefachim, if it's gimel tefachim, it's got a din of Aras Samichta. Yes, it's a Ryan Shubas that way, that I didn't see the Ryan side yet. But gimel tefachim, is a shear to make it nizbatel to the karka. The Ravid doesn't say such a shear. Ravid says mefurish and ba'al nefesh, even it goes al gabi yatzinor. And furthermore, the Torah's Ryan says, from the Rashi's shita legabe maniach kankonim over there, it's not going on the ground. It's mamish in. It's still in the kankonim, and it's going out. He says it seems to be okay. There's a proper hamshach over there. Why? So the Taurus Raim says it's not considered bidei shamayim anymore. It's not considered bidei adam anymore. It's considered bidei shamayim. When the Rashba was asked what shir hamshacha you need, he says like this: Umashis sha'alta shuveshim shichu akula. Loi shamin and shir lahamshachasa lafiu samuch lamikveh kol she'enoi male v'noisen l'soichai shal hamikveh kosher. As long as you're not picking it up and putting it in the mikveh, what's he trying to say? Because it's not b'day adam, b'day adam anymore. It's considered b'day shamayim.
Like the tashpas, like the
ravid.
No,
like the ravid.
This is the one that we said to close.
Right, so there's the Rashba that he quotes. There's the Rashba that he quotes. So I'm saying the Havan and the Rashba, because it's considered Bidei Shamayim anymore. Obviously, the Ramo is being Chayshish for Gimel Tvachim, and he's being Chayshish in the Re'em Shitas, because it can eel this battle to the ground. Lamaise, well, as we know, Mikvos, we're Chayshish for all the Shitas, and therefore we're Chayshish.
Third sheet is that you have to go mamish much further.
Right, okay. I can think out we're chayshish to as much as we could be chayshish, and therefore all the mikvahs nowadays, they make sure that they're mamshich something they're mamshich on ground. So some places, I have never seen it before, but they tie that in some places they take even ground, at least for the first time shacha, they do this, they put ground on and they don't even rely on cement, which is the mikveh mayim as an arich is to say that cement is mamish boleah. Cement is mamish boleya, but there are some shitas that say There are some shittas that say that cement that they take ground mamish and they put the ground. There's a chumra of the brisker of also that I forget. I'll try to get that they put that they put ground on that they're able to be mamshach the water in. But when you're dealing with a situation for a mikveh anoshim and you want to know that the water goes through the swimming pool only through a pipe, and you want to say, oh, that's not called amshacha. It's not so much. It's not called amshacha. According to a lot of Rishonim, the Rashba and others, the Beis Yad, the Shulchan Aruch, holds that it is considered amshacha. And Lagabi Mikveh Anoshim, where Me'ikar Adin, the Ravid says you could be Matir Shu'uvin Lagamre, so by Shu'uvin Shim Shichua, where you have the Shita, that it's not mamish on the ground, it's not Ki'ilu, that's the
and
only Shita
in amshacha.
It could be you don't need Gimitvach, and it could be you don't need, and it could be you also don't need nude ground, that's Roy Livloya. Of course, we're Machmer, one who originally make Mikvos.